will have to be satisfied by highlighting a few of the more significant points. In John 1:1, we're told that, quote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." One of the things that makes this verse so significant is that John self-consciously, again under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, ties what he is writing to the beginning of Scripture itself. Just as Genesis 1:1 starts by saying, "In the beginning," so does John. In that way, John is telling us that the God who is referred to in Genesis is the same God who, as he says in verse 14 of chapter 1, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So the first thing we read in John's gospel is that the Word, this Logos, which is the word in the Greek, is the one who already was in the beginning. But John also gives us a distinction with respect to this Word. He is the one who is with God, even as he is God. Verse 2 reiterates the point of the Word being with God. Now, what might this mean? On the face of it, it means that this Word is both identical to God, even as he is with God. So there is identity and there is distinction. Given what the rest of Scripture teaches us, we can see that John is identifying the Word here as the second person of the Trinity, identity and distinction. Lest there be any doubt about John's linking his own words to Genesis, verse 3 of John 1 makes it abundantly clear. There John tells us that it was through this Logos, this Word, that, quote, "all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made." In other words, the Word, who was in the beginning, who is both God and with God, is the one through whom everything was made, and apart from whom nothing was made that has been made. This puts the notion that Christ was created clearly out of reach, and that is part of John's intent. If all things were made by him, he could not himself be made. If nothing that has been made was made without him, then he could not have been made at all, since he could not be and then be made at the same time. Having established the identity of the Logos, the Word, as God and with God, John enters into a series of fascinating assertions with respect to the activity of this Logos, this Word. And again, we have to be selective, but I want us to focus for a minute on verses 4, 5, and 9. Here's what they say. John 1, verse 4. "In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." Now, it might be tempting to think that when the passage says that this Logos, who has life in himself, was the light of men, that John is referring us to the light of salvation that Christ came to bring. The rest of this gospel makes that very point. The fact is, however, that John is writing these words in the context, again, of Genesis 1. The point he is wanting us to see is that even as this Word is God and is with God, so also he is the one who has life in himself, and thus is the one who gave life and light to every human being. And this point is reiterated in verse 9. As the one who has life and who is the true light, the Word is the one who gives light to every person, even as he was coming into the world. This light that the Word gives, the Logos, shines even in the darkness, but the darkness cannot understand it. So what can this light be that the Logos from the beginning gives to every person? It cannot be the light of salvation, because that would mean that every person is saved because of the activity of this Logos in the world. It would mean that whether one trusts in this Logos or not, the light of salvation is theirs because of what he does. Instead, as our best commentators have pointed out, what John means here is that this Logos, this Word, has been present in the world, even in the darkness of the world that Adam's sin brought on it, to reveal himself as God to every person, even as he reveals God throughout history. In other words, this passage confirms what we read in Romans 1:18 and following, that God has ensured that all